Welcome to Joy of Business Radio, hosted by Joy of Business facilitators from around the world, with special shows from Simone Milicis, the founder and creator of Joy of Business. Are you bored or dissatisfied with your work or business? Joy of Business is an invitation to a completely new way of creating. Did you know your business and job can actually be fun and joyful? If what you are currently doing isn't working for you, listen into this show full of pragmatic tools from Access Consciousness, which change everything in business, from money to finance, staff, creativity, productivity, communication, and beyond. Joy of Business Radio, weekly on OM Times Radio.
Hello and welcome to this week's Joy of Business Radio show. I am your host for this week. My name is Melanie Mead and I'm a Joy of Business Certified Facilitator. And this week I've brought on a very special guest. It's a lady I have been creating with recently, but I've known for quite a long time. And we actually have our own very particular and similar journeys and amazing conversations. So what we're doing today is we're going to bring it to the airwaves direct to you and we're going to talk about it. So I want to welcome Sue Cotter. She is a fellow lady from Cork, Ireland, and she's a Be Your Difference coach, which includes the incredible tools of Access Consciousness. Welcome, Sue.
Hey, how are you?
I was going to launch into all the things that you love, but I wanted your voice and your laugh on first because, you know, like we've been using the tools of Access Consciousness for years, and what you're currently doing is like, you facilitate classes, you have private clients, you do the amazing access bars and the sensational body processes. You do the facelift, which every woman should try. And like, you know, you've been creating a business here in Cork, Ireland, where we both currently are at the moment. And we've been talking a lot about like creation, like what are we creating and what are we creating for, which is what we're going to talk about today, because this takes us down a lot of different avenues.
Absolutely. And even when you asked me, you know, to come on and, you know, let's have a talk on this radio show, I was like, yeah, what are we going to talk about? And just even you mentioning, like, what are we creating for? There's so many, you know, like, it's like bubbles just pop right in front of me, because everybody has something different, and not always is it like structured or linear or the perfect picture. It makes me laugh because I remember people were saying to me like years ago from all different works that I did and different modalities, and it was like, what's your, you know, what's your vision? And I was like, oh, I can't get that. I don't know what you're saying. And like, I couldn't put the picture together.
Yeah.
And then I really got to see from, you know, using the tools of Access Consciousness for the past like 7 years, like the more I use the tools, the more, and I'm living the tools now, I get to see how much I am so like, will tap into the energy of what I'm looking at. I'll tap into the energy of it. I'll get the energy faster than the picture.
Exactly. And you when know? You said vision there as well, Sue, a lot of the time people are looking into the future rather than the present. And we actually get to create the future by the choices that we make today. And I think that's where it stumps a lot of people. You end up going into wishing and wondering and kind of having this thing and knowing that's so far out of reach that you feel you'll never get there. You know what I mean? And that's where I think people will stump themselves on vision. For me, it's more of a knowing. Like for me, growing up, I knew something was possible. As you said, I didn't have the picture. I didn't have the how. I didn't have the steps. I just knew. And I got to a stage where I'm sure like it's true for a lot of people. You know, when you're a kid and you're really happy and you're playing and everything's wonderful and you have this knowing. And then you get older and, you know, as I would say, reality sets in and you start listening to everyone else saying you can't do this or don't do that, or when you don't fit into their world, you start giving yourself up for them. And that's where I hugely stumped myself, and it's been a huge learning curve because I bought that, and then I was like, if nobody else can see this or is aware of this, it must not be true. So then there was a huge gap to be bridged between what I knew and would say what everyone else thought. So I would have assumed that I was wrong. And that's where when I hear the word vision, I can't fully kind of buy it in one sense, because to me it seems too far away. my biggest learning curve when I started really looking at, let's say, that energy of me as a child, was actually I had it all along.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's not out there in the future. It's something that's with us, but it's an adventure you go on.
Totally. And I really, really get what you're talking about with the vision thing. what I knew from a very, very young age was that, like, I was so aware of possibilities, so aware of future, so aware of, you know, oh my God, we could do this, you know. And then when you are so like that level of energy, and then you have, you know, certain, you know, people around you or groups that you mix in, and you go and express this, and then people are looking at you and they're like, but it's not here, I can't see it, show me it, give me the proof. And I'm like, yeah. What? You can't see it. I can see it. But like, I really couldn't see it with my eyes. But yeah. I knew. And that's something that I started to chip away at, was the knowing. And I started to, you know, make myself very distant from my knowing through my teenage years, especially.
Yeah.
Stepping into, you know, becoming, when I became an adult. And then really where it started to show was when I became a mother. And I remember, I'm the youngest of seven, so I've got like five sisters and a brother older than me. So I would have watched how all of my family would have, you know, reared their children.
Yeah.
And when I had my first daughter, when she was born, I mean, I was like, I think the expression is a fish out of water.
Yeah.
I was just like, okay, so what did everybody else do? And I kept like looking around to check out what everybody else was doing, but never once actually, you know, asking me, because I had become so far away and so like separate from my knowing, and so separate from even thinking that I would have known anything about this.
Yeah, it's like because a form of survival.
Totally, it is a form of survival.
Yeah.
And like, I definitely see how much that only lasted for a little bit, because my first daughter that came in, like, she came in with an energy of demand. She came in with an energy of, you know, hey, like, you know, this is me. I've chosen you. Let's do this. And it only lasted for like a couple of months where I actually dismissed that I knew something in regards to how this child was asking to be in the world as a daughter, how she was asking, you know, what type of parent she was, you know, looking to have that relationship with me. And only in a couple of months into it, and I was like, okay, I remember standing in a supermarket and I couldn't make the choice as to what I should get for her. And it was something to do with yogurts, and I couldn't make the choice to get either one. I was like, but I never thought I could get two, both of them.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And that was one of the places that I stood in the supermarket and I was like, okay, I've got to leave. So I took her out of the trolley, left the trolley there, and I left.
Mm-hmm.
And that was one of the changing points for me. Now, when I look back, it was something like, see, you cannot carry on like this. This has to change.
Yeah.
You know?
And that's like how the universe whispers to you. Because a lot of the time we're looking for the big life events that can totally shake things up without a shadow of a doubt. But every moment of every day we're shown stuff. And like, when we say too, what are you creating for? It's exactly like what you were talking about there. Is it by other people's standards? Is it to make sense? Is it, you need to show everyone the steps of, I'm getting motherhood right. I'm getting business right. I'm getting being a wife right. Yeah. I'm getting life right. And yeah. It's actually, again, back to the start, what we were both saying, we were both aware from a very young age of possibilities. And actually, are we here to create something greater than has ever existed before?
Absolutely.
You know,
I know that more than ever.
Yeah. And that's what I was going to say, like the whole yogurt thing, like in theory, it sounds very simple, but people don't realize they can buy two yogurts.
Totally. Two different types. And it was like, now my life from that moment, now when I look at that moment standing in the supermarket, and now I look at my life today and I'm like, wow. Like back then, that moment in the supermarket, I knew that there was a future available in that moment.
Mm-hmm.
Cognitively, not then, but energetically, I knew something.
Yeah.
And today I'm here, and this is the future I was aware of.
And that's so cool, because a lot of the mm-hmm. time people feel that they can't touch it. And yes. it's something I say too as well, Sue. Like, I spent a long time wondering, and now it's here. It's so tangible. Yet I don't have a full description, or I don't have, you know, those things that people, like, for example, when you tell somebody you do a particular job, or, you know, you do XYZ, they go straight to, she must earn this amount of money, she must work this amount of hours, what car is she driving, or is this the house that you live in, or, and they seem to need to have a selection of all these life choices that you'd be making to quantify the thing that you said. Whereas a lot of the time, we're making complete different choices, completely different choices, and that's what surprises people.
Absolutely. And I see people, you know, I actually can see when people look at me sometimes and they're like, what is she doing?
Yeah.
But yet there's a level of ease in my world. There's a level of ease in my body that I've never had before. They can see that. And mm-hmm. people ask me, they're like, what is that thing you do? Access bars. What is that? Mm-hmm. And it's so interesting, because we are, and all of us here, we have a capacity to, like, look at somebody and know that they have ease in their world.
Yeah.
We also have capacity. Well, I have capacity to see when somebody is doing lip service, right? Mm. So it's very, very, you know, interesting to me, because I did it so long. I was a pro at it,
yeah.
where you speak something, but yet the energy behind it was not matching.
Yeah.
Like, it was totally like the opposite. Mm-hmm. And that's something that, you know, I'm able to see with people in their lives when they, you know, are telling me they have something, but yet I can see something else. And that's what people can see in my life too. I see that in your life, Melanie. When I met you, like, recently I hosted you for a class, mm-hmm. and I got to look at you and go, wow, she's got a lot of ease in her body, you know, and she's got a lot of ease with creation. Now, I also knew you from, what, like 5-6 years ago?
Yeah.
And, like, we were both very different when we met each other then. You know, my life would have been a lot of proving, a lot of, like, you know, doing the Joker, and it's like everything is great, but yet I was like falling apart inside. And so we met each other very much at the beginning of our journeys with Access.
Yeah.
And here we are, like, how many years on? And I can tell you now, there is events that pop up in my life that would have been so dramatic for me before, and such a level of trauma. Mm-hmm. And yet this week, a very good friend of mine, she passed away, and I really got to see, and she, we would have to, you know, had a lot of conversation, me and my friend, about, like, you know, oneness and the universe, and conversation about, you know, asking and receiving.
Yeah.
And I really got to see this week how much that, instead of falling apart, how much I got to see that I'm falling together. And it was... Yeah. It was so, so amazing to not judge it, to not judge any place that I went to this week, you know, in regards to if I was sad, if I was, you know, whatever it was, whatever energy it was, if I was happy, because that one is wrong. In this world, if there's death occurs of a very good friend and you're happy in any moment, it's like people are looking at you weird.
Exactly. Yeah. And there's a particular decorum that comes with particular life situations that, you know, if you don't follow, you're definitely, like, either, you know, insensitive, or, you know, not with it, or different, or strange, and all these different kind of things. And it becomes this point where people look at you and go, what are they doing? But you're immediately, like, made wrong. And that was the, when you were saying too, the start of your journey, like, when we both met, the start of my journey was, like, total and utter wrongness. Like, I felt I couldn't actually be myself or express what I knew, or kind of, you know, do it the way that I knew how, because it all, I always felt like it fell on deaf ears, or nobody could hear it. So therefore, it wasn't a contribution. It could not be done. And again, you get to look at life, you know, in a different way, be it, like, as you were saying, a death or a marriage or just a particular choice that you're making. And again, it brings us back, as in, what are we creating for? are we creating for the status quo, or are we actually creating for the future that we know is possible? Because when you look at it, things now, things are some, there's some things in the world that are amazing, and there's some things that just aren't working. And people to stand up and choose for them. It's not about stepping on a platform or running for president. It's getting up every day, putting your 2 feet on the ground, and actually and making a choice. And like, just before we go to the our first ad break, one of the greatest, it was amazing, I was listening to Gary Douglas talk yesterday, and what he said was to ask the question, what can I live that I'm not living right now that can give me the living I desire with total ease? Mm-hmm. And from there, it's like the ripple effect. It's like the butterfly effect. When we all get up every day and we show up in life, that's where change occurs. You know what I mean? It's not from the top down, it's from the bottom up. You know what I mean? We all get a choice and we all get a say in what gets created in the world. So we're just going to pop to our first ad break, and we'll pick it up right where we left off just in a moment.
Amazing. Thank you.
No one needs to have a money problem, especially you.
Yeah, did you hear that? You have an unlimited and mostly unaccessed capacity to create money and a financial reality that works for you. Simone Millicis has a brand new book. It's called Getting Out of Debt Joyfully. And right now, when you go to gettingoutofdebtjoyfully.com, if you pre-order the book, you'll get a free online course. What if you can create money in ways no one else can? Just go to gettingoutofdebtjoyfully.com to get your copy today.
Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Aloha, my name is Jennifer O'Neill, and I'd like to invite you to come join me every Wednesday at 10 a.m. Hawaii Standard Time for my show, Spirit Chat. Spirit Chat focuses on simplifying the process of using the spiritual tools and gifts you were born with in a way that fits into your everyday life. I also teach different techniques that will help you learn how to navigate the spirit realm and empower you on your own spiritual journey. So join me this Wednesday as I guide you through the spirit world.
The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for School Girls Project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill, while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is. The cutting edge of conscious radio, OM Times Radio, IOM FM.
So welcome back to part two of this week's Joy of Business radio show. You are still here with me, Melanie Mead, and Sue Cotter, and we're talking about what are you creating for? So just before the ad break, we touched on those moments in life where, you know, a particular, let's say, Sue, like a particular set of rules to follow. There's a particular decorum to every type of life situation that comes on along in our lives to make sure that we know that we're doing okay. That, you know, you go to school, you get married, you have kids, you know, you die, you know, and then all these different things. And then everyone follows these sets of rules that comes with it and all the shoulds that come with it. And actually what we're talking about in one sense was something we were probably always encouraged not to do is to actually break those rules. Not necessarily in a way, Sue, that it's kind of two fingers to the world, but with just that ease of living that we know, look, you know, this is what works for me. And when there's no resistance to the way that you're creating, so if you're not creating, you know, for an effect to piss everyone off and, you know, kind of say, screw the world, I'm doing it my way. But when you're actually really choosing for you in the future that you know what's possible, it's really, really different. And this is where the tools of Access Consciousness and Joy of Business has actually, like you were saying before the ad break, that ease that we now have with creation and with living.
Totally. And I really get, you know, what you just said about, you know, there is like that set of standards, set of rules that are here in this world in regards to life events, like, you know, marriage, breakup and relationship is another one, and what you should follow after that. And, you know, death, having a baby together, whatever that is, you know, moving jobs, there's a set of rules that are like almost invisible but yet so visible, right? Yeah. And it's like when you are willing, like I was always somebody that like was, I was known as a jack in the box, right, when I was in school. But it's so funny how much now I'm so willing to function from outside the box, because the box never worked for me. The box always, like, I felt like I was dying in the box. I felt like I was suffocating, right? And it's interesting because as I've, you know, started to use the tools of Access Consciousness, it really, those tools from Gary and Dane, they invited me to look and to find me. Yeah. Right. And when I found me, I was like, wow. Like now I look at some of my videos, right? And a friend of mine, Sinead, the girl who passed away last week, I used to say to her, you know, I really like that girl in those videos. And it's funny because now I get to say that about me, but I actually like me. Mm-hmm. Right. And it's like, you know, looking at the energy of when you step outside the, you know, when you step outside the box, yes, it is different. Yes, it can be a little bit uncomfortable because it's not the same. Okay. Yeah. And that's where I got to meet me, because I'm not the same as anybody else. I'm different. And I got to meet pieces of me that are so different from you, that are so different from my daughters. And when I got to meet those, that's when I really got to acknowledge me and skills that I have, talents that I have, abilities that I have, you know. And I kind of got interested in myself, to be honest.
And that's where true creation begins, because a lot of us will, you know, let's say go to school and, well, I couldn't really do the college thing, but you know what I mean, like you meet these certain requirements that people really honor and respect and hold in high regard. And what I found too is when I worked in local government for like 16 years. And like you were saying too, like it being squished in a box was not, there was a part where you just almost, you were going to burst, be it in a good way or a bad way. So I chose to do it in a good way, hopefully. And, you know, it was like to kind of go out on my own and make those changes and be uncomfortable and not live by other people's standards or rules, and, you know, scare people a little bit, because choosing for yourself, like for example, leaving a secure government job, makes people uncomfortable because they're looking at their lives going, I couldn't do that. And I'm like, well, if I don't, I really can't see how the rest of my life is going to be a joy, let's say, you know, to be lived, because it would literally just be existing. And I do get a lot of people struggle with that, Sue, in some shape or form. Either it goes into being wrong, you know, like I'm a terrible parent, I can't provide for my family, or you know what I mean, just this sheer unhappiness. And it's like a plague in business right now. A lot of people just aren't happy. And on another note, I was talking to somebody the other day who has like a local business, and they realized I worked in social media, and they were like, oh, I have a business partner that thinks, you know, we should be on social. And he's like, I don't know how to use it. And you could sense in his world how he was listening to the person going, is this something we should be doing? And he has his own unique set of skills. So I was just talking to him, explaining, like I said, look, when you look at social, like, don't look at it as a push platform. I said, look at it, like, these are places where you get to have conversations. It's the same with these radio shows, Sue. Like, we by all means can share tools and things that we're aware of that can help and assist other people. It's the same when people come to you for sessions. You're not going to sit down and prescribe them. You might share a tool or an example or help them come to an awareness.
Yeah,
that's what it is. It's about getting real with yourself and trusting what you know. And that's the name of the game. That's my target. I know with you and your business, that's your target. That's why we do coaching sessions, or, you know, have clients or do classes. It's for them to become aware of their difference. because that's the journey we've gone on. And to be honest, it's a journey we're actually still continuing, because we're not here saying we have the answer and, you know, take step 1, 2, and 3 and you'll be just like me. You know what I mean? That's not how it works. It's not.
Absolutely. It's not. And you know what? It's really funny. The word you mentioned when you said real, like, I'm really looking at what is required in the world today and what's required to change. Mm-hmm. And the more I look at it and the more that I engage with people on a regular basis, mm-hmm. it's the same thing I'm hearing over and over again. And the message is people are looking for real.
Yeah.
And that's the energy of, you know, when... Okay, so you said something a while ago about sessions. Yeah. So the difference with the sessions that, you know, with Access and the tools of Access Consciousness and the bars and the body work, the difference being is that when people tell you stuff and when people, you know, wish to change stuff, mm-hmm. it's like they come in sometimes that it's wrong what they're doing.
Yeah.
And a lot of the times I get to see that it's just a hidden capacity that somebody has. Mm-hmm. And because it's not a regular one in this world, because it's not something that this world is saying, you know, promoting and saying, yeah, it's okay to be like this, they hide it, they make it wrong. And then what I get is, this is why I chose, you know, the title of Be Your Difference Coach, is because we've all got something different. And like for me, I have a capacity, you know, from a very young age to communicate with, some people call them spirits, some people call them entities, whatever you want to call it. It's just energies, right?
Yeah.
And I get that since I've chosen to be aware that I have that capacity, since I've chosen to actually look at it and delve into it, my life has become so much easier.
Yeah.
Right? So much easier. So what I get to see with people when they come, and they come for sessions and they're like, okay, I've got this going on, you know, and they have like this judgment on it. We get to lift the veil of something hidden underneath that. And it normally 99% of the time, it turns out to be a capacity or a skill that they have that's mm-hmm. just not out in the world yet, you know, or it's not a regular thing. Like, how many differences did you have? I had a lot of differences that weren't something that was like broadcasted, or, you know, like they were different. I had different capacities.
Yeah. Blatantly obvious ones. Yeah. And what I get to as well, Sue, because when you were talking there, it just reminded me of somebody before, like people like that would say communicate with energy, because it comes in so many different shapes and forms. And I'll use that word purposefully, purely because I remember talking to someone and she would put a value on if the person could see, you know, an angel or a spirit, rather than the type of people that would just know. And, you know, if you were to go out and go, I'm not very good at X, Y, Z because I cannot see what I'm communicating with, you deem yourself as a failure. And actually not acknowledge all the other things that are available to you. And the one thing that we are very good at is we're very good at looking at what we're not
capable not good at. Yeah.
Rather than what we are. But again, without having to go into this right and wrong of it. Because a lot of the time, in order for us to feel better, we have to make it feel right. And again, we come back to the title of the show. What are you creating for? If you're doing that, you're creating it for proving. You're creating it for validation, and you're creating it for everyone else. And when you look at things, I mean, simple stuff like everyday things we take for granted, a light bulb, a washing, our microwave broke recently and we keep going to go to the microwave and we're like, oh, there's no microwave. We have to heat our food different. And we're all laughing at how, you know, you get used to these things you get used to. At one stage, they were revolutionary. They were thoughts in someone's head that somebody wanted to bring something to civilization, let's say, that never existed before. You know what I mean? Like, that's all that, and that if we're to deny everything that we know, we're not bringing what we know out to the world. Simple as. You know what I mean?
So it's interesting what you just said there, you know, even talking about like the microwave, right? Mm-hmm. As an example, so somebody had this idea and they brought it to the forefront. They brought the idea to the world, right? Mm-hmm. And then everybody's house gets like, you know, a microwave. Like, I don't even know, do we, like, is there anybody out there that doesn't have a microwave? Maybe there is.
There's only a select few.
Yeah, select few, right? But it was interesting because my go-to, the example that I used to use was that, you know, when people get like a doormat, yeah, and like all of a sudden somebody decided like, oh my God, let's just get a doormat. Let's just get this thing that we put in front of the door. People wipe their feet in it and then they walk into the house. And then before you know it, every house has a doormat. So yeah. I wonder what capacity and what something do you know, mm-hmm, that you actually have maybe, I don't know, maybe dismissed or maybe thought it was like, you know, air, it's nothing. What, mm-hmm, if there is something in that, that if you were willing to actually bring it to the forefront and share it with, doesn't have to be share it with the world, or it can be, or maybe, yeah, just share it with someone, your friend, or share it with your daughter or your son or your parent or whoever. Mm-hmm. Share it on a piece of paper, write it out. What if there's something that you know that is actually required in this world to be unveiled, to be unleashed, to be, yeah, spoken of? There's an energy to it. Mm-hmm. Nothing is stupid. Nothing is wrong. There's always something. There's always something.
And it's, mm-hmm, amazing how you can change people's lives,
yeah,
by allowing yourself to be you. And, yeah, again, as you said, you don't have to run around and shove in everyone's face, but just even being happy and smiling.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Giving yourself that freedom and then having that in your world that you no longer have to hide or suppress anything. And without other people either knowing your story or the choice or the fact that you communicate with energy or anything, just having that ease,
yeah,
makes other people's lives easy. And it's not about, you know, like everyone got a doormat and everyone got a microwave or a light bulb that they'll take what you do. It's actually showing people that, you know, we all have something to bring to the table. And the more, and it's not always tangible or visible, but the more we're willing to be ourselves, the more that actually gets created out in the world. So there's certain things in life that are wonderful. Like, I have a preference when it's raining to put a rain jacket on. I mean, it's a common preference unless you live in a hot country and you want to get wet. But like, there's certain things that we do that are cool. You know what I mean? There's certain,
yeah,
steps that we take that, you know, probably create more. But it's not about living rigidly by the rules of life. There are things that will create something greater, but it's to give yourself the freedom of choice. And that's in living and in business. And there is that crossover. When you're happier in life, it transfers into business. And when you're happy in your job, it transfers into life. And that's why Simone Millicis will always say, your life is your business and your business is your life. I mean, you gotta, you know, let's not separate our lives into different compartments here. Like, we get to be ourselves in every.
I love that. Mm, yeah. I love that when you wake up in the morning, you know, mm-hmm, your life, this is your life. This is your business. What would you like to create today? Mm. And Melanie, just to say, when you talk about, you know, going out there and allowing yourself to be you, and there is something that I do know as well. And when I started, you know, to more, I suppose, unhide the pieces of me that I had hidden for a long time, mm-hmm, it was a lot more ease for me to do it amongst people that actually had a similar, maybe they were looking to, you know, unhide pieces of them, or they had done that already. And I was very much drawn to the energy of access. That's just what worked for me in that moment.
Yeah.
And very drawn to the tools with Gary Dane. I mean, I've also done the Joy of Business with Simone. Mm-hmm. I've done, you know, some workshop with you as well. Mm-hmm. I'm sitting here with my Joy of Business pen in my hand, which I'm like, yay, the joy of my life, the joy of my business.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like, I found that I could unhide comfortably and be uncomfortable, mm-hmm, as well within the space of people and the tools of access. And, you know, yeah, I found it a lot more ease for me to have that. Now, having bars, access bars, and the body work, really, 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 really assisted and helped me massively connect with who I was more by having these processes. Like, even when I talk about them, I'm trying to match the words, but the energy is just like blowing my brains right now. When I tap into it right now, I'm like, oh my God, it's so amazing.
And so it is amazing. And we're going to go to our last ad break, and when we come back, we might share just a little bit of magic with everyone else. So talk to you in a moment.
Okay, love.
Have you ever wondered how to change your love paradigm? The secret key is finding a love partnership, not just a regular connection. How do you find these? Through conscious relationships. Ascending Hearts Dating is a dating site for people like you that believes in second chances and a different type of spiritual connection. Try Ascending Hearts for free today at ascendinghearts.com and change your love paradigm. Ascending Hearts, the premier dating community for the spiritually awake.
Tune in to the Practical Intuitive Mind, Body, Spirit for the Real World with me, host Robin Fritz, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern. I'll cover personal and business intuition, animal communication, mediumship, space clearing, past life regression, shamanic insights, energy healing, soul choice, and more, all to help you tap your own intuitive and healing skills. No ifs, ands, or buts.
Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Putting the fun back in business. Wake up, go to work, come home, watch TV, go to bed, repeat. Business, work, your job, hate it, bored, want to leave it? Or business, work, your job, fun, play, joy, fun. Which would you like to choose? You may not know this, but business, your job, work can actually be fun. Check out your business routine. Check out my 3-part free video series on putting the fun back in business. Go to accessjoybusiness.com/fun and put the fun back in business.
Connecting you with the best of the conscious minds in the world. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
So welcome back. This is the last segment of this week's Drive Business Radio show, with me, Melanie Mead, and my guest this week, Sue Cotter, and we are talking about what are you creating for? Now, we've gone on a bit of a journey with this conversation because we've very much looked at Sue, like, you know, a lot of the times we create with the rules of what's going on and that whole level of suppression and not feeling like yourself. And we also spoke about, like, the places where we were choosing to move into and the way that we look at things now and the gift actually of the tools of access consciousness and things like access bars. And just as a side note, if anyone hasn't heard of them before, you can just go to accessconsciousness.com/bars and you can actually find out a little bit more about what we've been talking about in regards to those tools. And you'll also find, if you go in there and you search for facilitators, you can find Sue Cotter and myself in there, and with classes that we have coming up and all that kind of stuff. So just to put that there in case people haven't heard of that before. What I found was, Sue, when we, like, because like we originally, as you were saying, met at the beginning of our journey years ago. It's been an adventure and it's been an exploration. We've had what people would call highs and lows, but I imagine what we would call it is we've had awarenesses and uncomfortable moments where we've had a choice either to step in to that uncomfortableness or kind of retract back into safety. And with the title of the show, What Are You Creating For?, a lot of the time we actually stepped into it, which wasn't always the easiest or the most comfortable, but I think it's got us to where we are today. And like, what next? Because that's what I said before, it's not that we have the answer. We're not here telling you we've made it and this is it. We actually still know so much more is possible. But that gift of the adventure and exploration and having people show up in our worlds now that might not have been there before, that are, you know, asking similar questions. They're not looking for the same outcomes. They have their own awareness. They're looking at creating their business, their life, the way that makes them happy. But those people in your world make a difference.
Hugely. Mm. And that's what I was just thinking of, you know, going on exploring this journey for the past few years. There was uncomfortable times for me. There was, you know, big changes, biggie changes, as I call them. And, you know, there was those times where I was like, wow, what do I do now? And like, the one thing that I know is that it was to never give up.
Yeah.
Never give up, no matter whatever showed up. I had people that I could contact. I had, you know, I had a few people in the States. I had loads of people in Cork that I could pick up the phone to, you know, that I could send a text message, you know, and whatever it was. And the minute that I would be willing to actually acknowledge in that moment, right now, I would text something like, maybe right now, I'm not okay. Right. Or right now, this is going on for me. It's super uncomfortable. I want to run. Right. Yeah. And they were the places that, you know, whoever I chose to, you know, ask or say something to, that they would show up and say, hey, you know what? Remember this tool. Remember, you know, this, what are you, you know, whatever it was, a question, or what else is possible, or how does it get any better? You know, even just something that actually they would have just reminded me, there's always another choice here. There's something else available. You know,
I find in those moments too, Sue, like when, you know, it gets uncomfortable, or you either have, you're looking at making a different choice, and, you know, you have certain things come up in your world. Like, you know, when I chose to leave my safe government job, will I be okay? Will I be able to create it? Where the money going to come from? I mean, those kind of thoughts to other kind of stuff, it can feel a little bit alone. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
You know, and it's just that reminder is you're never alone. Like, even if you feel you have no friends or nobody understands you, you actually just have to maybe just flip your perspective on it slightly and ask a question, because the universe totally has your back. It sounds ridiculous, but it's true.
I know. It's so true. It's so true. And there has been times, I mean, one of the things that I would have always grown up with was that I actually, for most of my life, I felt like I was alone, even though I was surrounded by people all of the time, you know, with a lot of people in our household, you know, I had a lot of friends, but I always had this like alone feeling. But the moment I started to embrace the difference that I was, then I got to see, sure, no wonder I felt alone. You know what I mean? But it was just like a whole different definition on it. Yeah, I was different, not alone. I was
exactly
different.
There's only one of you. You know what I mean?
Me. Thank God.
And you know, so, I know the world only needs one Sue.
Just one.
It definitely only needs one Melanie, I'm telling
for
you.
For sure.
But there, I don't know, do you remember, Sue, when I was young, there was this cartoon on TV, and I've been thinking about it a lot recently because it's so funny. It was a cartoon about how the body works, but it was done by characters. So like all the little...
There was a song.
I can't remember what it is, but there's a guy, he had a big long white beard and hair. But it actually, every time I think of, I've been thinking about it so much recently, but it's like when you break down the body, let's say, right? Like in this cartoon, and they made it into people. And the cartoon was about, oh, the person got a cut, and it would show you what the body would do through characters. So it wasn't like little blood platelets. It was through people that played parts of the body. And it would show you where they would go and how the whole body worked towards, you know, creating something different.
Yeah.
But when you look at, like, for example, and sometimes, you know, you look at the world, you look at the sky and you look at everything. It's like, what if we were part of something greater? And every step we took, like those little cartoon characters to, you know, heal the cut that the kid had, or, you know, the ear infection.
Yeah.
Show you how the body would all move toward, they all had different jobs. They all, but they all just did it. It wasn't like necessarily, they all had headsets on and went, right, Melanie, go over here. It's so instinctual that it knew what to do in order to create something greater. And when you look at life like that, that when we get up in the morning, we all get on with our business and we're all doing what we do, but we do it from this place of contribution. And again, that question, like, what are we creating for? If we're creating towards something greater, the choices that we make look very, very different. And that cartoon keeps popping for me. Like, I don't know why, because it's been so long and I can't even remember what it is. But it, that just really showed that we are all a part of something greater. It's not the president, it's not the boss, it's not the millionaire, it's not the person in the flashy car. It's like you actually get up and you get to be an active part of creating something different in the world, be it in business, be you a stay-at-home mom or whatever. Yeah. And it can be simple as a smile.
It's so amazing, and I love the way you're actually saying this, because be it a smile, be it what choices you're making as a parent, like, and to see that it doesn't have to be a title or a definition or a job or like a career. It doesn't have to be any of that, but it can be like everything you're choosing is your business. Like when I wake up in the morning, it's like, right, Sue, here's your business. It's like Sue and like, you know, I don't know, Sue Inc., Sue Incorporated, whatever you want to call it, right? And it's like, because this is for, this is the business that I'm here to create. Like, I know that I'm here to have a lot of fun. And I'm also know that when most people that I connect with and I ask them, what are you looking for? What would you like to have? The resounding answer is freedom. It's freedom. And what if getting that freedom was about you accessing your difference? What if that's where the freedom is? Because I know me and you right now are sitting here having this conversation, and I wonder, what are we actually creating right this second for the future? What do we actually know right now that is required for the future? Like, you've got a son, I've got two daughters. What are we actually changing right now? What do we know, I wonder? And this is us sitting here. I'm sitting in a hotel. Because if I went home, both my kids are off school, they're on their midterm, so they're going to be doing the music thing around the house. So it was just like, go to a hotel. So I chose in the moment to really ask, and where will I go? So the hotel is across the road from where I was actually doing sessions this morning. I was like, okay, so I'll go there, make it easy.
Yeah.
And that's about everything in my life now. It's about, like, I'm not measuring up to anybody anymore. It's the biggest relief, by the way, just to want to say that. And it's about being with the choice right now, what will work for me. And if it is to go in, like, I come into the hotel this morning and I'm like, hey, you know what? I'm actually doing a radio show this morning. Where can I go? She opened a private room for me.
Oh, lovely.
And let me access this room, you know, and like, I'm like, okay, great. So this is it, when you're willing to ask a question of, and not even judge you for a second that, you know, or even if you do judge you, that you're willing to say, okay, you know what, let's scrap the judgment for a while, even just for a couple of minutes. And I wonder what can show up when you take that, I call it the whip, when you take that whip off you, when you take that, like, you know, that real heavy load off you with judgment, and just say, okay, what can I choose now that will actually make my life easier?
Yeah, you stop predetermining everything. That'll, you know, like, you'll decide that woman's going to say no, and then that's not going, rather than just go, if she does, you actually have so many other choices available.
Totally.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
I could have done it for my car.
Exactly. Well, you know, cars got great lighting for videos. It's got good sound too. So, you know, it's always a good thing.
Yeah, always a good thing.
The other thing that popped too when you were talking, like, we talk about, you know, like, somebody smiling at you, or when you get good service somewhere and it makes you feel better. Like, you never know, if you worked in a cafe, somebody could be coming in on the way to something, or back from, like, say, a court case about custody with their kids, or you've got some bad news, or you generally just don't feel good about yourself. And are you coming from the cold and somebody is there with you with a really, you know, warm cup of tea or something ridiculous? Like, that actually changes everything. And from, like, I was only thinking about something recently, like, there's people don't realize the change that they are in people's lives. Like, for example, I have a dentist, right? There's lots of people out there that are great dentists. They can fix teeth any day of the week. What's very unique for me about this dentist is she knows me inside out. Mm-hmm. What I like, she knows what freaks me out, and she will work around what works for me. Like, she's very conscious in the way that she chooses to be with me, which in turn makes life so much easier for me when I go to her.
Yeah. And,
like, great, I, you know, I don't have a toothache or my teeth are in good condition, but knowing people like that are in the world actually creates something more. Like, you know, you could go to anyone to fix your sore finger or something, but it's like, it's how you choose to be with them. It's I know people that are very good at their jobs, but what I find is actually that backs up the whole thing. The person, the people that are not in judgment, the people that take you exactly where you're at, the people that will share with you just that part of them where there's nothing like going on, there's no agenda. They're helping you with whatever, like my tooth, or I have had a sore shoulder, when you go to the physio or whatever, like those kind of things. Or when you go to the hairdresser and you don't like the layer in your hair, like, I mean, they just look at it and they come from the space of what else is possible, rather than a blanket statement of, you know, everyone's coming to sue because they're not happy, here, take this happy pill and everything's fine. You're looking at that person. I get is our job, the way that we work in our business, I should say too, it's from that place. A lot of people actually don't realize or acknowledge that's where they're working from. And those people are a gift. Like, I sing those people's praises like there's no tomorrow, because I don't think they actually get how incredibly amazing they are. And if people could just, you don't have to turn around and prove it to people, but if you just looked at yourself today and said, by me being me, by me not, you know, having an agenda or judging anyone else, and just by me loving what I do and looking to create something greater in the world, be it from a cup of tea to cleaning the streets to curing illnesses or whatever the hell you want, I am a contribution.
Yeah.
It changes everything.
That's it. It changes everything.
It'll be in ways you can't even quantify.
Absolutely. And when you spoke, what I heard was your presence is the gift. Mm. When you're willing to meet that person where they're at, and you're willing to be where you're at, and you're being that presence, you're being there in that moment with the person, you don't have to list off a whole bag of tools. You don't have to do anything, but there's an energy there of when your dentist is being present with you, and your dentist is hearing you and listening to you and being within the energy with you. Mm-hmm. It is much easier to actually have, you know, the convo with them of, you know, where you're at, because they're present. And judgment really cannot exist in presence.
No, you know? It just can't.
It can't
exist with presence. It can't exist with gratitude. It can't exist with acknowledgement. Like, judgment kills creation. And it, again, we're back to the, what are you creating for? Like, if you're creating from judgment, you're really just going to create a pile of crap. You know what I mean? It's done
totally.
And it's done from agendas, or, you know, those people that just kind of like move along now, you know, that kind of way. You know, those places where you feel rushed and all that kind of stuff. So a lot of the time we do look at things like titles or income, or, you know, does the person match the idea and the value that we put on people. And we could be present with everything. And also, if somebody's not choosing it, that's totally cool. You know what I mean? Like, as in, we don't need to, but like, if people actually looked at, you got up today and it's like, you know, what can I live that I'm not living right now that can give me the living I desire with total ease? Like, that goes into every single part of our day, be it from the worky moments to the more personal interactions, or whatever you want to call it. What are you creating for?
And that's it, like, Melanie. And like, I really love that. I was on that call last night with Gary when he spoke about that question, and I was like, wow, that just incorporates everything. It includes everything from being, you know, you, and being you as the parent, being you in your business, being you in your relationship, being you in, you know, in the world, whatever that is, you know, whatever part, like, it's all the same thing. The same thing. The common denominator here is being you.
Yeah. And the byproduct of that is everything gets greater. Like, your money flows, your life, your ease, your, you know, your relationship with your body, your relationship with other people. You can't quantify how.
No,
you know what I mean? And
can't.
And a conversation about money and currency flows is for another day, but it's something that's been up where people look at it as, you know, the exchange. But if we looked actually what Gary said, and like, we'll finish the show on this because we're coming to the end. If you give more, you get more.
Yep.
And that can be money, it can be, you know, your presence. Just, and it's not from that space of giving everything away and forgetting about yourself. It's way more dynamic than that. But it's like, a lot of us are here because we desire a greater possibility for us, our children, the planet, everything. And when you actually look at what you're creating for, you really have to come out of judgment. Like, really.
Yeah.
And everything will show up the way that you know is possible, not the way the universe has decided or the way that God has intended. And by all means, like, it's not against religion or anything. What I'm trying to say is you get to be an active part of what gets created. It's not that it's going to happen to you because something, some greater power or greater person will provide it. You are a part of that creation.
Absolutely. And you know what I do, what I do live by, and this is probably the question that I would run to all of the time, most of the time, is in that moment, because I spent so much of my life living from judgment, that sometimes it may show up and it's like okay, so what if you're not wrong? You know, what if you're not wrong? And what if you're not wrong as the parent? What if you're not wrong as the, you know, whatever, the supervisor or whatever you are? What if you're not wrong for not having a job? What if you're not wrong for whatever you're doing, right? And in that moment, if you can acknowledge that you're not wrong, I wonder then, what can you choose from the place of not being wrong?
And we're actually at the end of the show, so I'm just going to just once more what Gary said, like, when, as you said, if you find that that's up in your world, what can I live that I'm not living right now that can give me the living I desire with total ease? Now, that includes you and it includes everyone else. It creates something far greater. So really, Sue, thanks so much for we probably could keep going, but you know, it's
amazing. I know, we could have kept going to next week, Emily. Do you know what I mean?
But thanks for coming on. And look, I'd love to have you on again in the future. And I'll see you soon anyway. So,
Thank you. Maybe tomorrow. Thank you so much, Mel, because I think we're meeting tomorrow. Thank you so, so much. And I loved being on here. And how does it get any better?
Exactly.
And I will see you soon, love. Okay.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye.